Well, Jet fans, you certainly did not want to wake up for that. Hello, everyone. This is Rich Sports Talk. Thank you so much for joining us today. Just going over the Jets 27-20 loss in London, week 5. Jets, of course, on the bye next week in week 6. So much to get into today. You were hoping as a Jet fan that the Jets would take the momentum from last week, especially offensively. And that didn't really happen for the majority of the game, but let's dive into it. We got so much to talk about. Denzel Mims out of the witness protection program, the defense late, and my response to them. But of course, we always have to start off with Zach Wilson. And let's be honest, he did not have a good game today. Were you encouraged by the second half and getting the ability to get this game close again? Absolutely. Did you see a couple of great throws in the second half? Absolutely. But for the majority of this game, Zach Wilson was an issue. And I get it. LaFleur is going to get a lot of blame for this game. I don't put as much blame on LaFleur in this game, although this coaching staff and Robert Saleh addressed it in the post-game conferences. They have to figure out how to get the ball rolling. This team, for some reason, I don't know what it is schematically. I don't know if it's just they're too conservative early, but they cannot get this offense going right out of the gate. It's just painful to watch. And it's frustrating, too, because you saw it a bit in this game. You saw against Tennessee. When this offense does get in a rhythm, they're fun to watch, but it's getting into that rhythm. And it's kind of funny because for Zach Wilson, throwing the ball down the field doesn't seem to be the issue. It's the short stuff. We saw in the two screen passes, trying to chip it down, overthrowing guys, and it's hard for him to do those short passes. And I get it. When you have that lively arm, that quick snap and that release, it's tough. It's like asking a great pitcher who's throwing incredibly hard to really try to place the ball right where you want him. We saw it, though. Couple screen passes. The Jets, and I'm happy they're using the screen passes. I think screen passes with this offensive line and with these type of running backs, they can get some big plays out of it. And you saw some opportunities, but Wilson couldn't convert on that. And it's kind of funny because I was thinking about this after the game, which was, what would be better for Zach Wilson to get going? And we've seen it the first couple of weeks that they've been trying to, you know, do the slow build, the short routes, the quick passes. But in some ways, I almost feel like they need to take a shot early because he feels like he's more comfortable throwing the ball down the field. And really, he's been a home run hitter. And when he's had best success, it's been as a home run hitter. And yes, he has to learn how to get that throwing percentage up. He has to learn how to hit the quick routes, the routes that are there. But in some ways, I almost feel like in the first 3 or 4 plays of the game, they need to take a shot down the field. And if they hit it, I think that's going to boost his confidence. You saw in the Tennessee game when he hit the big pass down the field, his confidence then went through the roof. It's funny because I do think over time he's going to learn how to develop passing. And I actually give him a lot of credit because is it ugly to watch some of these short throws that he's underthrowing or bouncing? Yes, but I give him a lot of credit because, and I know Jet fans don't want to hear this, but he's at least trying to improve his game. And what I mean by that is a lot of guys, when they come in this league, they have a rifle. And we've seen some of these big arm quarterbacks. The problem is they don't have touch. And Wilson is trying to learn touch. I give him credit for trying to develop that touch. It's going to be a process for this team. There's going to be some throws that you're going to be like, oh my God, how did you not hit that short route? But I give him credit. He's at least trying. I mean, you saw guys like Colin Kaepernick, Matthew Stafford. When they first came to the league, it didn't matter if the ball was going 50 yards down the field or 5 yards down the field. They were throwing 100-mile-an-hour fastball. I mean, it was great because I watched the Football Life on Calvin Johnson. He was showing his hands and he was basically saying, yeah, I wish Stafford didn't throw the ball that hard when I was 5 feet away from him. So I have to give Wilson at least some credit, but you're going to see games like this year with Wilson. You're going to see a couple big plays. You saw it in the second half. This team started to get rolling. But once again, I almost feel like this is a great time for the Jets to have their bye. I personally hate the early bye in the season for teams, especially with injuries, but with how much this defense has played, with the problems getting the offense going, I really believe that this is a good time for this team to go back, watch the film, see what's working, and make some adjustments in the game plan. And I would like to see them take some shots earlier in drives, early in the games, especially off the turnovers. When you get the ball back like that, try to push it down the field, make a big play. You already got a freebie with the turnover. try something down the field. And it was maddening a couple times today because I'm like, look, just take a shot. Even if you miss it, like the long ball to Corey Davis, at least you're making that defense respect the fact that Wilson can beat you over the top. You have to move the safeties back a little bit, and that can open up some running lanes for the running backs, but also some of the stuff in the middle of the field for him as well. So, look, this was a bad game for Zach Wilson. There's a lot of things. I give him credit, though. Came back and played well in the second half, made some plays, made some really nice throws, still needs to work on the decision-making. And that's part of the great thing about Wilson, and part of the frustrating thing about Wilson is he's going to try to make plays. And sometimes you're going to have great plays like last week, and other times you're going to have situations like today where you had the second down play when they were driving late in the game, took the long sack in that situation. He's just got to get rid of it. It's like last week when they were on the 1 yard line, he's just got to learn how to throw that away. And I also get it. Like, he's getting a lot of pressure from the outside that he's got to make plays. He's got to be the one that leads this team. And look, the Jets have put a lot on this kid's plate. I mean, he's got, I would argue, more than any other rookie quarterback right now. And I get it. He threw a bad interception in this game. But I also give him credit because he doesn't go into a shell. He still comes out. He's still fighting. He's still playing hard. He's still trying to make some big plays. And you still see the potential. You saw it a couple times in this game today. But it's just about consistency. And really, I do think you're going to hopefully see it by the end of the season. Some positive signs are that the offensive line's looking like they're playing a lot better. But this receiving core, they also have to help him out. They have to get some separation. And that leads me to my next point, which is Denzel Mims has got to play. I'm sorry, but at this point, this is just getting ridiculous. And even Mekhi Becton went on Twitter during the game saying free Mims. And when the players on the team are telling you this, you don't want this to become an issue. And I get it. The Jets have a lot of receivers. They have a lot of mouths to feed. And I do think Elijah Moore is going to be a very good receiver, but he is struggling in the early going. Braxton Berrios is a talented player. I mean, Jamison Crowder is a talented player, but long-term, I want to see more of Elijah Moore in the slot, what they're doing with Crowder. I think that's the better fit for him. And you got to get Denzel Mims in this game because he has game-breaking speed, and he's a big target. And a lot of the times, Wilson's missing his guys high, and if you want to have a bigger target, that's probably going to help him. I'm almost surprised they don't use Mims as almost like a hybrid tight end position where you put him close to the line of scrimmage as like a super slot receiver and give him a big body and a big target over the middle of the field, because I'd rather see Denzel Mims get a couple opportunities than seeing Ryan Griffin or whoever the Jets are trying out at tight end get opportunities. So Mims, at least you saw him get in there. You saw him make a couple plays. I do think that's a good sign for him. And I do think this coaching staff, they have to figure it out because this offense is struggling. And we're getting to the point now where his own teammates are saying, look, he needs to play. So, and for a team that right now is struggling, if I have to use a baseball analogy, they're struggling to get singles, which is the easy throws for Zach Wilson. They're struggling to establish long drives. Right now, the one thing that seems to be working for the Jets is the home run ball. And you saw on that drive, you know, they forced the ball down the field. They were able to get the PI because they're being aggressive down the field. But of all the guys on this team, Mims is probably one of the best guys to stretch the field, not only because of speed, but his size. He is a matchup nightmare down the field. And look, Corey Davis has been maddeningly inconsistent, but I look at that and I'm going, wait, I know the Jets paid him, but he's out there making drops, having some bad plays. I'm like, Mims can't even get on the field. I mean, I'm sorry, but this team, they have to figure out how to get him out there. And when he's out there, he's made catches. The one play in Carolina, he takes it 41 yards. He has an over 20-yard catch in this game. I mean, you have to get him on the field. And I look at this bye as a situation saying, okay, let's reevaluate where we are. Let's reevaluate the wide receiver pecking order. I know Corey Davis is going to be the one because they paid him, because he's a veteran. But to me, Denzel Mims should be the two. I understand that Cole has looked good and Cole is a veteran receiver, but get him out there and build up Elijah Moore. I think Elijah Moore right now has just not been getting the confidence he needs. I don't think he's been getting the repetition that he needs in terms of getting consistent target share. Move him in the slot. Make it easier for him. Let him try to get yards after the catch. I mean, Mims has got to be in the game. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. And like I said, the bye to me is going to be a great opportunity for this team to really reload. And I know a lot of Jet fans are negative. The team's 1-4. Look, you got to be patient. I know it's frustrating, but I just want to say this. Do you remember last year when this team was at the same point, 0-5, with 5 double-digit losses, and they exceeded 20 points once? And that was because of defensive touchdown. So I understand that the offense has not been great this year. I understand that it's been frustrating. But that team last year had a third-year quarterback and a second-time head coach who had been in the league and a staff that had been seasoned in the league. I mean, we're talking about a completely rookie coaching staff with the defensive coordinator, the offensive coordinator, the head coach, the quarterback. I mean, the 4 most important leadership places on the team, and they're all rookies. And I give this team a lot of credit because last year, this same situation, if the Jets are down 23, you knew you were not getting anything at the half and the game was over. And I give this team a lot of credit. They fought back in the second hard. The game wasn't over. They play hard till the end of the game. And like Robert Saleh said, and I do think this is a good point, when you have a lot of young guys on the team, you have to learn how to win. And to me, this team's still learning how to do that. But once again, fought to the end, close game, and really, like I said a couple weeks ago, what you want as a Jet fan is you want competitive football. You got competitive football in this, albeit the second half, but you got a game. Last year, you didn't even get games. You were blown out by double-digit points. You came into the second half. The team looked lifeless. The team looked dead. There was no spark. This team's fighting. They're creating turnovers on defense, and I have to give them a lot of credit. Now, one of the things that did bother me a little bit, and this kept coming out, and I saw a lot of people commenting after the game, was the Jets defense once again let this team down a big moment. Last week with Tennessee, the end of the drive that tied the game. This week, the big play over the middle of the field of Kyle Pitts and giving up that late touchdown. But I want to defend the Jets defense for a second, because the Jets defense has been great this season, despite missing, I don't know, half their starters. Their best pass rusher, their best safety are out for this game. And despite all that, they played well. And people are saying, well, why wasn't there a pass rush today? I'll tell you why there wasn't a pass rush. I'll tell you why they gave up the points late. This defense is gassed. I mean, do we forget that this team was on the field, this defense, for over 40 minutes last week, including an overtime period? The Jets offense doesn't sustain drives. The Jets offense doesn't take 5 to 6 to 10 minutes off the clock at a time to let this defense rest. Especially in the first half, 3 and out, 3 and out. This defense was on the field. They are well conditioned, but if you're on the field for that long, you are going to get exhausted. And really, to me, why the pass rush wasn't there and why this team struggled on the last drive is because they were exhausted. They were completely gassed at this point. Don't forget, this is also London. So the Jets played almost 45 minutes on the field last week defensively. Then they have to go to London for a game where their time clock is going to be completely screwed up. And then, oh, by the way, they're going to be on the field again for over 40 minutes. To me, this bye comes at a great time because this defense needs a break. And, I mean, you're seeing a lot of great plays from this defense. Quincy Williams, Avery Williamson making plays, forcing turnovers. And I get it. The Jets had a great pass rush last week, but they also faced a quarterback last week in Ryan Tannehill who doesn't get rid of the ball quickly. Matt Ryan understood that this was a great pass rush, and you watched him today. He got that ball out very quick to negate that pass rush. But still, this defense made a couple great plays. There was a couple interception opportunities that they need to learn how to take advantage of. Bryce Hall has been fantastic at corner. Another strong game from him. So people are going to bang on this defense and bang on them for not coming up in the clutch and not getting that big stop. But when you look at where the situation, they were absolutely gassed. I mean, we have seen this defense been asked time and time again to make a big play, to basically get a big stop. And for the most part, they've been very good this year, despite having an offense that can't sustain drives and keep them off the field. If this was a normal game and this Jet defense was on the field for about 30 minutes, then you could make that case. Then you could say, okay, they should be making plays. And then you could say this pass rush should be better. But when they're on the field, which seems like 40 minutes every single week, they're going to get gassed. That's what happened last week. That's what happened this week. You could just tell this team was tired, and you give them credit. They fought hard. They played to the end. They made some great plays to keep this game close. But once again, this offense, they need to learn how to sustain drives. And that's one thing that bothered me was the running game is starting to come along. And I get that you have Zach Wilson, but lead on this run game a bit. Because the first play of the game, they got 5 yards out, Michael Carter. I'm like, okay, this is a good situation. You're manageable. And then they basically decided to do 7 to 8 passes in a row after that. They need, and I know their run game has struggled to get going early in the game, but they need to, especially with this offensive line, which is a better run blocking line than pass blocking line, they have to establish a run game early. They have to, and they not just the running backs, but you saw the play with Braxton Berrios with the jet sweep. He got 7 yards out of it. I'm saying, great. That's a way you can get a guy like Elijah Moore involved. He's a guy that you want to get the ball to in some space and get him with the motion. I want to see more jet sweeps out of this team. I want to see them have that ability to use their wide receivers as running backs. They can easily do that. And we saw it once today, and they didn't go back to it. That's something I want to see this offense do more. I mean, we're seeing the motion. But part of the reason the motion is great is you can then design plays to fake the jet sweep. You can then throw a pass out of it. You can then hand it off to run back. There's so many options out of it too. And we saw it last week with Tennessee where if you send that guy a motion, it's a good play where you can get the wide receiver with some momentum, throw it to him quickly, and if you get him in space, it could be a big play. So overall, it's a frustrating loss. I get it. You woke up early. Zach Wilson did not play well. You wanted to see this offense build off of last week. And I get it. You have every right to be frustrated, but this team needs to go back during the bye. They need to readjust. They need to figure out how to get the ball rolling earlier. Because when we've seen it, when Wilson gets into a rhythm, he can be very good. But they also need to figure out how to get Denzel Mims on the field. Because I saw this great stat today. Every time Denzel Mims has a catch on a drive, the Jets have scored a touchdown. And I know it hasn't been a lot, but he's a playmaker. They have to figure it out. You saw him with more snaps today. That was encouraging. But we've also heard, too, that Joe Douglas wants him to play. And I get that you want to play the best players, but Robert Saleh and this coaching staff have to also realize who is a long-term player for this team. Keelan Cole could be a long-term player for this team. Is Jameson Crowder, and he's been good, and he had the two-point conversion today. But when you have a guy like Elijah Moore, should that be the role that they should put him in and then have Denzel Mims take the role of going down the field and trying to stretch the field? So for the Jets, you know, this is frustrating because you were hoping to get another win out of this. It's going to be tough after the bye going to New England. But I do think that the bye helps the Jets get prepared. And look, New England, that game, I understand it was embarrassing because of the 4 interceptions by Wilson. But really, if he doesn't turn the ball over like that, that's a close game. And I think getting the week off, getting some rest for this defense is going to help. I think it's going to help this pass rush, which looked good against New England the first time. And I know Wilson has 9 interceptions now, but we also have to take that kind of with a grain of salt because you had the 4 in the one game. I mean, you only had the 1 interception today. So you just want him to hold on the football in that game. But I do think the bye comes at a good time because this defense needs a break. This coaching staff, this gives them a chance to regroup, a chance to really look at the film, see what's working, see what's not working, make the key adjustments. But they also have to figure out how to get Denzel Mims in the game plan, and they have to figure out how to get Zach Wilson to rhythm. I mean, we see this lateral game with them trying to get him going, but it seems like he's more comfortable with the vertical game right now, pushing the ball down the field, and I know that that's very hard to sustain. But you got to take some shots. You got to try to stretch the field. You got to be able to get him in a rhythm, because we've seen when he gets in a rhythm, he looks pretty good. And even later in this game, when he finally got in a rhythm, he looked pretty good. So it's a tough loss for the Jets, because you were really hoping for a win. But you also have to, once again, take this with some context, Jet fans. I mean, when we looked at this season, you wanted to be competitive and you wanted to see signs. And now this is a step back for Zach Wilson. I understand that. But once again, you're not seeing a guy that's then going to throw three or four picks in a game. You're not seeing a guy that looks completely lost out there. There are plays that are frustrating, and I get it, the short passes. But to me, that's something that is going to take time to develop. And it's going to take time. You're going to see weeks this year where you're going to see him play like the Tennessee game where he looks great. But there's also going to be weeks like this where you're frustrated, and I get it, but this is a growing process, and I think that the bye, once again, is coming at a good time for this team to reflect, reload, and rest, and get ready for New England. That's going to do it for this episode of Rich Sports Talk. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Remember to hit that subscribe button to make sure you don't miss any of our New York Jets content reaction throughout the season, and of course, hit that like button. We want to get this out to as many Jet fans as possible. We want to get your reactions in the comments, and if there's a video you'd like us to do about the Jets, make sure to not only comment it below, but we will have polls periodically throughout the season where you can vote on which type of Jet video you would like to see on the website, and we want to make sure that you as Jet fans get what you want. But until next time, I'm Nolan Rich, and this is Rich Sports Talk.